The Asylum Metal Radio comes at you again. It's our end of the year wrap-up extravaganza of 2012. We're kind of reviewing a lot of the top requested and played tracks here from the year here in the Asylum. We also have our fun little bit we like to do that features a new act, maybe a new release. We had the New Testament album a while back. We've got the new Y&T album back up there a little while ago. And we like to feature some new talent every now and then. Dear Dangerous, one band comes out of Canada by way of Michigan, now residing in California. I have Luke on the line with me. What's up, buddy?
Ryan, how you doing, man?
Hanging in there, man. Trying to get this end of the year thing and zombie apocalypse and end of the world thing all wrapped up into one, you know?
You know how I know it's the apocalypse, man? Because I'm in L.A. wearing a friggin' sweater and a leather jacket and a beanie, and I'm freezing my balls off. Ain't right with the Lord.
So give me kind of the shabeel. Now, I know you're working in two projects right now. Let's go with Dear Dangerous first, how you guys came to the grand scheme, the new album that is available from DearDangerous.com.
Cool, man. Yeah. It's kind of funny because both my bands tie together. There's me and another member, Johnny Cross, or Johnny Weatherby, he goes by, and the two of us are kind of the main songwriters in both projects. But Dear Dangerous started off in 2007, and I was working for this crazy management company. The guy who owned it, actually, he now started his own circus sideshow called Hell's a Poppin'. I can't even tell you. It was the coolest thing, but it was just a freaking nightmare, man. And, you know, basically, through all of that, I just, you know, something snapped inside me, and I ended up writing a song called Dear Dangerous about this chick I met out on the tour. And Johnny and I had already been demoing some other stuff, you know, way back when. And we were just all day, every day, just recording song, teaching ourselves the craft. So, you know, fast forward like 3-4 years, I made it out to L.A. and I was working for a big music company out here called Live Nation.
Yeah.
And, you know, the time came when I said, you know what, Johnny, we've had this music for so long. He brought in our bass player and drummer, which are brothers, Eddie and Andy Gravel. And I said, let's get everybody out here. Let's shoot a music video. Let's record a record. Let's do it, man. Let's make it real.
Well, tell me about recording the grand scheme and shooting the Hey Hey video. That's the track we're going to feature here in just a minute.
We ended up hooking up with these people, and it was through a friend of mine I'd met just randomly previously, and he had this record label, and they were recording a band at Morning View Studios. Everyone pushed through, and we did it.
That's a lot of hard work, and it's good to see it paid off. All right, well, tell me about the second side projects, because, you know, you don't have enough going on.
Sun, Sky, and Surface, SSS we go by. And that's myself and Johnny from Dear Dangerous. The way that me and Johnny got started is I actually wrote a song called Got a Reason, which is on the Dear Dangerous record. And Johnny tricked me into coming to Canada and recording. So I went in there and demoed that song, and he basically stripped out all my guitars, all the instrumentation, and did an electronic version of it. The song ended up being such a big success. A program director at WGRD in Grand Rapids, Michigan, got a hold of the song, put it on their radio station CD, started putting us in their little, you know, cage match thing, and we ended up having to retire the song because we were just beating everybody. It's electronic, it's vocals, but we don't let any other instrumentation in, even though both of us play, you know, a couple instruments each.
And I appreciate you taking the time out to hang out, and we'll do Hey Hey.
This is Luke from Dear Dangerous. You're listening to our song Hey Hey on the Asylum.